All right, y'all, welcome to RSG One Mic. We got a little noise in the background. Y'all up here killing me. We want to mute some of y'all. I don't know who's y'all up in here messing up my intro, but that's what we're going to do here. I'm about to quiet it down. Quiet, y'all, because they're getting wild. They get a little rough up in here. Everybody get a little rough up here because they're getting anxious for this draft we're about to get into. Yes, it's the RSG. You know, we got next draft. We're picking our five starters plus a six man that we're going to take to St. Cecilia's Detroit out of all the folks we can pick out of NBA history, current and past players. And we're going to see who's going to hold the court. And we need the folks in our RSG community, RSG lounge, to vote on who you think going to hold the court. Now, you know, if I'm on here, you know my team's going to hold the court. You already know. You know, I know from them days how to do that. But we'll get into that. That's going to be the cipher. It's going to be fun. All y'all who've done fantasy draft, remember when you done it manually, not on online. You know, somebody going to say a name that already been said, and we're going to boo them. Boo, we're going to do something. You know, you already drafted that person. You know, we might have a situation like that because we're trying to do this virtually. But we'll do that in the cipher here in within the next 15 minutes. But we're going to open up in the open mic, you know, for y'all new folks. Our opening session is usually open mic. We kind of get warmed up before we get into the cipher and before my man Hank drops the mic for us. And so in the open mic, the NFL said they're going to revise the Rooney Rule. I think that's what folks are trying to do. And they are going to reward cats who decide to hire a person of color as a coach or a GM. They're going to award them in terms of providing them with a draft pick compensation. Now, I had a text group going on with my man Game Changer and Phil PhD, and Game Changer went off. I mean, he hasn't gone off like this since he went off on Dwight Howard. That is classic. And if you don't know that, go to realsportsguys.com. Search through some of our past podcasts, and you will find that moment where Game Changer went classic. He went off on Dwight Howard in such a way that we had to create its own podcast. And so this one might have mirrored that one. But, you know, there was much debate about it. And so I just want to get your opinion and offer some perspective on that. We'll start with as we introduce the folks who are our co-hosts in here. We're going to introduce you and then have you say something a little bit about what you think about this open mic question. So I'll start with my man Hank, our power forward in the game.
First of all, let me say, you know, hello to everybody. Missed you guys last week, you know, Mother's Day, and I had to go do my thing with the mothers. You know how they say, happy wife, happy life? Well, I want to keep a happy life, especially when I'm quarantined. So, you know, I knew I could get with you cats anytime, so. Missed you guys from last week, but I'm back this week with a vengeance. Listen, let me tell you something. It is a downright crying shame that the Rooney Rule has to be modified because you got guys who are trying to circumvent the system to maintain the good old boy network. That is pathetic because when you can look out there and you can just see quality coaches that could possibly take your program to the next level, but you want to bring your boy in, and what you're doing now is just simply bringing somebody in just to satisfy a rule, and you're not really giving them a chance. It troubles me. It troubles me because, again, these coaches are not even being looked at. We got to give you a cookie for you to do something, not based on this brother's qualifications, but if you hire him, you get a cookie. So then what happens if they go and hire the wrong coach? Because my thing is football, right? You're either a good coach or you're not a good coach. That should not matter by the color of your skin. It should be the content of your character. That's what Martin Luther King said, okay? So for these coaches now, if I'm a bad coach or I got me a draft pick, okay, so they can – so what I see this doing is – y'all, you see where I'm going with this? This could be an extension of tanking. Let me go get a coach who is incompetent. I go and just and just tank, get rid of all my players, give me a decent draft pick, let this coach get me another draft pick as far as compensation, fire him, get the coach I want to hire, I've gained another draft pick. It ain't rocket science. That's my concern. All right, that's my concern. That you may have a quality coach who may not be given a chance to coach well simply because the greater gain is to get another draft pick, give myself a little bit more leverage, especially a team that fires a coach in the first place. Let me think about this. You fire your coach in the first place because you're sorry. Okay, let's look at my Detroit Lions. Your Detroit Lions. They're sorry. They go hire, I don't know, John Kirkland to be their next coach. And then they get rid of all their players. All right? John, this is a shout out to you, brother. They get rid of all their players. Right? Then they fire John. Then they go and bring their guy, but they've been compensated a draft pick. Now they can do what they want to do. I got a problem with that. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but the holes are just as big. You can drive a truck through them.
Wow. All right, youngin', since you're going to be drafting last, I'm going to go to you next. Darnell, what were you thinking about? What's your perspective? Particularly, you know, giving you a generational perspective might be a little bit different. I don't know. What's your perspective, man?
Man, I really don't know much about it for the people out there, do you really realize how valuable a third round pick is in the NFL? Maybe in the NBA, like late round picks don't matter that much, but in the NFL, a third round pick gets you. I got some of the guys up here. You get guys like Davon Hamilton, Zach Bond, Jabari Zuniga, Lynn Bowden, Neville Gallimore, which went in third round this year, Zach Moss, Terrell Lewis, Anthony Jennings, Cam Dantzler, Devin Duvernay. You got real quality guys that can get on your roster. So I can see the situation Hank is talking about happening possibly. Like, you know, like guys kind of circumventing the rules because we're already getting that now. And I think the people that think that way and are have prejudice in that way, they're just going to act the way that they were before. But I don't know necessarily the correct way to go about getting more, you know, diversity representation inside of coaches, inside of the sidelines. But I guess we got to see how it works. Cause I'm not sure if this actually got voted in yet. I think it was just a proposal for right
it's
now.
Just a proposal.
Yeah. Proposal. Just a proposal. It says a lot about where the league is right now, right? So it's a proposal. Yep.
Third round pick, though. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that tells you, you know, where folks think they got to do this.
Is that for a head coach or for any coach?
For a head coach or GM.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, Hammer. Kyle Hampton.
It's an awful idea. It's one of the worst ideas I've seen. All they're going to do is hire someone like Steve Wilkes, get a big draft pick, and fire him the next year. So it's ridiculous. It's insulting to me as an African-American male who has been diversity inclusion, just left that realm this week. We're dealing with billionaires now, brothers. And the way you deal with billionaires is you go after their pocketbooks. And the best way to go after their pocketbooks is to assess them for diversity and lower their salary cap so that they're crippled as far as if they do not do diverse hires. That's how you get to these owners. You get to them through the pocketbook. You don't get to them through draft picks. For all the Zach Bonds and other brothers that Brother Darnell talked about, I can talk about Humpty Dumpty and Lumpty Lump and Robert Aguayo or someone like that, some guy who was the can't miss.
Robert Aguayo, it was a kicker.
Yeah. You trade up for, but my point is that with draft picks, you don't know. I mean, you could have a Jamarcus Russell who was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he is out the league 300 pounds, and only position he could probably play is tackle right now. So having a draft pick is just insulting. You need to have a fiscal penalty because the only way you're going to get to these people are fiscal penalties, and then you have an assessment tool that you have someone like, you know, I'll just do a shout-out, someone like Damon Williams come in and assess diversity inclusion as far as on the top down, not just – and that's the thing that upsets me about the rule as well. The pipeline is the problem, Devon. We don't have enough black offensive coordinators. We don't have enough black special teams where, you know, we make these hires. And so just having a rule that, you know, looks good, you're going to get a third round pick is just nonsensical. And again, I'll give you a perfect example, and I'll be quiet, is the Matt Rhule hire. Now, we knew Matt Rhule was going to be a head coach in the NFL, no question. And his track record is excellent. No, but what Dave Tepper said shows how the Rooney Rhule makes no sense. He basically said, this guy looks like me, and that's why I'm hiring him. One of the reasons why I was comfortable with hiring him, and that's a problem, because most of the black coaches are going to look like, we have one owner of color, right? A Khan of Jacksonville. So it's just insulting to tie this to draft picks when draft picks are hit and miss. And the way you really get to these rich people is you go after their pocketbooks, and not these funny fines that the Patriots have or something like that. That makes no sense. I mean, you find someone like Robert Kraft, $1 million, that's like me throwing a penny down in my living room. It makes no sense. You reduce the cap number, that's going to cripple them, and then that will get them where they will do the equitable thing to make sure, again, that we have coaches, Mike Tomlins of the world and Tony Dungy's are given opportunities, and not the Cliff Kingsbury's and Dirk Cutter. I just saw him today. Are you kidding me? Did they fire Lovie Smith, the Super Bowl coach, for a do-nothing, only offensive coordinator, failed college coach like Dirk Cutter, who's the worst leader I've ever seen? I saw him on Hard Knocks. I'm just like, are you kidding me? This guy can't lead me to a water fountain, let alone me, my team. So that's all I have to say, brother.
All right. And I think those are good points in terms of the structural impact that it has to hit these folks financially. And the pipeline is another thing. The irony of, you know, even you talking about what Tampa Bay is, when you look at Bruce Arians' staff, his top three lieutenants, his assistant, Harold Godwin, black. His defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, black.
Byron Leftwich.
His offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. His special teams coordinator, Keith Armstrong. That is specific. His assistant lineman coach is a woman. Who is his assistant defensive line coach, Lori Locust. You have to build in structures in the pipeline to be there. That's one thing. But, you know, the thing about it, I also noticed that I think Goodell's frustrated. If you look at his leadership team, most of his leadership team is either black, his top VP for business is black. So in the league office, you seeing money being put where his mouth is in terms of the luck structure. But where the billionaires exist, I think, as Hampton hit it, the guys who, you know, the owners in the NFL whose money go way back in a lot of these ways, in some ways very conservative, have to be hit where the money meets the role, I think, as Hammer hit. And I think one of the important things, who's up here cooking? Is that you? Darnell, you up here trying to cook up your team?
Like, no, he cooking my team.
Anyway, I have to put Youngin on mute. But anyway, sound like he's up here washing dishes while you're on the show. You know, we the real sports guys, but we ain't that damn real. But I think this is hit at the heart of it. And, you know, when you have people like Lewis Riddick, who is one of the best football minds I know, sitting out there. And it would pay me to hear Lewis talking about this, you know, yesterday in his response to something that sports is supposed to be a meritocracy, right? And this is nothing but a meritocracy. This is, you know, institutionalized racism bearing its ugly head in these ways, in the structural kinds of things. And so, but then the other side of it that we raised in our chat room is, people aren't going, and I think you're hitting on this, Hampton. People are not going to be altruistic in this, right? There's no altruism coming. People are not the good. They're not going to do it for the good cause. The good. That's not how they're coming. So that's why we needed things like affirmative action to actually be structural things to push it. So in some ways, The NFL might be saying here, hell, we can't go another 10 years looking like this. We got to do something. And it might not be the right thing, but it's telling you that somebody is pushing something, that we got to do something and we got to come up with something. And that's at least a start in the conversation. This might not be the end, but we'll keep tracking it. It's only a proposal at this point, but it's generated a lot of discussion. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, we got to talk about on RSG. And so if there's any final remarks before we move in to this.
I do want to say this. It is just a proposal, but I hope Hampton makes a valid point. If you're going to do this, you got to be able to say, listen, we're going to shorten your salary cap. We're going to drop your salary cap number if you're not doing this the right way. And then if there's a violation of this rule that is clear, that a coach that was not given an opportunity to succeed, like you're dropping, you know, like for example, we're only going to sign you to a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal. Not an opportunity to even, they do this too, or they put a lot of stipulations into their contract where that if the GM makes a move that is not undermining this coach because they're trying to do something underhanded. And if they got, and there's got to be oversight on this so that when these coaches can at least file grievances on their firing to say that the GM didn't give them the best opportunity to succeed. Then you can do some of this. Got to be some oversight to this so that it's just not what I said before, just an opportunity to tank and grab draft picks. Because that would be very, very bothersome. A lot of coaches could have their reputations tainted for this versus having the opportunity, which we all think that they deserve.
And the last thing I'll say, too, is that I was really upset at the timing of this, brothers, because Matt LaFleur had a program where he was going to cultivate minority coaches, and this has overshadowed that. And I kind of wonder just candidly if the NFL reacted to Matt LaFleur showing leadership as far as trying to address the pipeline issue from the ground up and try to come with a top-down raggedy proposal like this is, where you deal with draft picks that aren't going to be incentive to these teams and not come with, as you talk about, affirmative action and fiscal penalties for this.
And I think that, you know, it's going to have to come. The real change got to come from people like Matt LaFleur and, you know, Bruce Arians, who understand their privilege and understand their ability, that they're the ones, you know. It's people like, you know, Arians getting people like Randall L, who played for him when he was at Pittsburgh on his staff, and grooming them and getting them in decision-making positions. If you remember, you know, Leftwich was the offensive coordinator in Arizona. Got fired, like really didn't get a chance to get started when he came in on the kind of the interim role in a way, and Arians pulled him under and really giving him an opportunity to showcase in a really good way. So at the same time, we need these structural changes. We also need these coaches who are benefiting from their privilege to know that they also need to do it. So the people like LaFleur came up with folks, you know, they came up to a generation where they were rooming their teammates. And so they know guys that they trust who are very diverse friendship groups in ways that were different from that previous generation. But you're going to need folks like that to do exactly what they're doing in addition to the structural change. I love this conversation, guys. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving. That was our open mic. Thank you for being with us. We're about to go into the cipher. But I always want to say go to realsportsguys.com and get everything RSG. You can also find us on all social media, Real Sports Guys. You can also on Facebook, look for RSG Lounge. You can get to our lounge if you wanted to come in and have, where we're having some incredible conversations. People are posting really good opportunity to get connected. That's also a place where we get priority delivered to our podcast first before it goes across our rest of our social media platform and website. So, you know, come and check us out. All right, we're going to hit the cipher. All right, we're setting the stage. You know, it's going to be the ultimate summer classic. You know, it's going to be at St. Cecilia's in Detroit, Michigan. You know, because it's Midwest stand up, the heart, because we want people to kind of be in the middle of the country. We want to be a little bit up. We want to, everybody's always talking about, you know, we got the documentary on PG County, you know, basketball county. We got stories about New York City, you know, balling in the Drew League out in L.A. But no, we're going to come to this little place up in Detroit. We're going to ball out. And we get to put our team together using present and past players. We get to pick five players and plus a six man, you know, because sometimes you get hot, you get tired when you run the court. You need an extra guy to come in because you run the court all day. Now, I might put myself as six man because I still can hit it from the corner, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get somebody else who could do my bidding. I'm just going to have my coach's jacket on. I'm going to stay on the sidelines going to coach, and we all have a chance. And the youngin', Darnell Kirkland Jr., got us going into this. And the way he suggested we do this, this is what I'm talking about, youngin'. I'm going to say this. He's talking about frameness. Because you young folks, sometimes you got to know what happened before you. And his appreciation for the patriarchs and the matriarchs in his world allowed him to frame it this way. He said, we're going to start with the oldest. We're going to go down to the youngest. He's going to get, we're going to do a snake draft and go. But he framed this. Now, he might have had a strategy to this. He's young. You know, he's been watching Billions. You know, he learned, he figured out how to make the moves. He been watching them shows. But we're gonna go through and select our picks. He's going to record it for us. We're going to record ours. And then we're going to post our final teams for folks to vote on who they think would win the Saints. All right. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to start with my man, Hank, as we enter the site. It's about to jump off. Who's got next? Playground Legends. What's going on? Here you go. Don't get Pee-wee now. Don't make Pee-wee your first pick. We talk about NBA legends only. All right, Hank, you go first.
Well, look, when you said court legends, St. Cecilia, I was thinking about Scooby Mitchell. But since we can't pick him, because he ain't played a minute in the NBA, you know, this pains me. We're talking about going through. I can already tell you that my team is going to be the OG Ballers, okay? So I'm going to let y'all know that right now. You can write that down, okay? Hank's OG Ballers, all right? So we're going to get it in. And it pains me. It pains me hard. I got to swallow deep. I got to get on my knees. I got to speak in tongues to make this first pick. But I got to do it. I got to do it. My first pick overall has got to be the sorry. Threw up a little bit in my throat. Let's just say the name. Michael Jordan.
Oh. You went with MJ out the gate, and nobody blames you. I know how hard it was. I said, as soon as he picked the order, I just felt like Darnell was just trying to torture you.
He did. He absolutely did. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get you. Because, see, it is very disrespectful, okay, to upset your elders, especially in a time when we're quarantined and we don't know what day it is. I might forget your name if your name was the same name as your dad. That's the problem. You ain't supposed to do no stuff like that. But I'm going to let you know, I'm smarter up here than I am right here. So go ahead.
Wow. And so I'm up, you know, and for me, you know, I've been repping the Midwest stand up. We're going to be playing in a Midwest gym. You know, I want to start the theme with a Midwest theme right quickly. I'm going to go with that man. They call him the king. LeBron James.
Oh, shoot.
All right, we got Hammer.
Yes, with the third pick of the draft, Carl Hampton selects Lou Alcindor, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, center, Los Angeles Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks.
We got Kareem in the building. Now, for you youngins, if you really want to, people talk about this is the man that he was under the spotlight from the time he started playing the game and performed at every challenge at every level, you know. And so to be able to have him come out here early showing that love, that's Hampton showing he knows the game. He wants somebody who can do it in the offensive end and defensive end, hold down the middle. All right, we're going to go to the youngin'.
So I got back-to-back picks, and and there's no other way to do it than pick the dynamic duo themselves, Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, he said, I need to get some guys who know how to play together. He said, I know I can always go to that pick and roll. That's going to be unstoppable. We got Shaquille O'Neal. Folks have been talking about this all time stuff, and they've been now showing my boy Shaq in love. Shaq, they're forgetting about you. start to play some Dre. You better play some Dre stuff. I think they forgot about you. But he said, I'm gonna take that 1-2 punch, Shaq and Kobe. All right, we're going back to Hampton.
Duncan.
Who you got?
TD.
Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan.
It's fundamental.
Fundamental. You know. So Hampton said, I'm gonna lock it down on the I'm gonna play this one. I'm gonna play this one on the box. All right. I'm gonna go with Olajuwon.
Okay. I like that one.
Because I'm gonna put y'all in the blender. I'm gonna put y'all in the blender right now. You know, y'all don't know nothing about that dream set, youngins. That stuff crossover. That's crossover. You better go Google it, YouTube it, whatever you need to do. The dream was unstoppable. All right, Hank.
You guys, I love you so much. You've left me with so much out here. I got tears just drooling down my face. My next two picks, with the next pick in this fantasy draft, I got to take the Magic Man. I got out of here out of Lance and Sexton. Okay? Irvin, Magic, Johnson. I'm sorry, that's Everett, right? Everett.
Yeah.
Everett. Irving, Magic, Johnson. And I got to work in the middle because I'm a big man. So I got to take the biggest of the big men out there, Wilt, the Stilt, Chamberlain.
In a quarter to Hammer, it's good thing you got Michael Jordan because Magic gonna need help on defense. That's what he told me.
Yes, he does.
He told me we know who to go at. We know who to go at on D right now. We know what you got a liability over there.
That's all right. You can't get to the hole.
Yep. Can't hide Magic in a pickup game. He's gonna be exposed.
Okay.
Gonna be exposed.
I can keep Jordan on the wing. I can have Magic out top.
Shoot, y'all making some interesting picks here. Got me thinking here. Just a second here. All right. Ooh. This is gonna be interesting because y'all left me some stuff I didn't think I was gonna have. But I'm gonna make an interesting change, and this is not good. I like you because I'm thinking about the game and the structure of the team. Right now, who I gotta face? I'm taking Scottie Pippen, and because I'm putting Scottie and LeBron together, along with Hakeem, and we locking y'all down.
Larry Bird.
See, I had to have all that. So Ham went with Larry Bird.
My team's gonna be fundamentally sound. Look what I got. Kareem, Duncan, Bird. Fundamentally sound, both sides of the court.
Yeah, but y'all foot speed made me in trouble. y'all might have some trouble on them. Y'all toenails might be hurt. I hope that ain't Larry Bird with them hurt feet and that bad back. But that's
we talking about in their prime, right? So.
I know, but say Celia, that floor might not be what you need. I hope you ain't coming with them old Converse.
All right.
So you got right now. Man, y'all gonna make me pull up my list.
I'm thinking right now.
I got my all time.
Let me go.
We got draft time limits, don't we?
Yep. Oh, my bad. I got Kevin Durant and Dr. J.
KD and Dr. J. You talking about playing above the rim, youngin?
Oh, it's a pickup game. We had Faith and Serious. I gotta do it right.
By the rim.
Oh, man.
You talk about playing about the rim.
Big O.
Oscar Robertson. Oh, your team in trouble.
Nah, my team gonna be tight.
Your team in trouble.
My team gonna be tight, bro. My team gonna pick you apart like chicken.
All right, I'm going with Kevin Durant.
I just said it was already taken.
Oh, you said Kevin Durant back in the day.
You the host and you ain't listening. What's up?
Because I'm trying to mark it down. See,
yeah, I got KD and Dr. J.
All right, okay, okay, there you go. Oh, sorry about that. Let me go back. Oh, I thought y'all slipped on him. All right, let me go back. You know, I told y'all, this is like the family, this is manual stuff. I've been doing stuff electronically. All right, let me go back to my list. Let me see where I'm at. All right, I got.
No, none of y'all got no point guards except for
I got Big O.
Oh, you got one now. I was looking at the best one, actually.
That's what I got, the best one. Someone who plays both sides of the ball.
Yeah,
I got the best one.
I got Isaiah Thomas.
Curse you.
Isaiah Thomas. Now I'm set. I'm interchangeable now. I'm going to play any way you want it. How you want it? How do you want it? Any way you want it, I'm going to give it to you.
Woo! So you said Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
And he got Oscar Robertson.
Yep.
Okay, so it's my turn.
Yep.
Y'all making it hard on the bro.
Two turns.
All right, well, you know what? Okay, huh?
You get a six-man, too, so you get another pick after that.
Well, this is tough. But I'm going to go new school this time, okay? And my next pick is going to be the Claw, Kawhi Leonard.
Damn, you got that.
I'm picking up the Claw.
I thought about you, I need to have me a point guard.
Let me talk about my defense.
Kawhi Leonard.
Close him out. So you're going to load manage on the playground.
That's right. Tell him, we played all day. He can't stop it.
You're a load manage on the playground.
Yeah, there ain't no load management down in Detroit.
He's going to load manage on the playground. That's all right. And then, let me see. My guards, you got Magic. You got Michael. Why? Another big man.
He might need a four.
You're right.
I'll tell him what he need.
Thank you. Well, you know what?
I've been pondering this,
but I'm gonna go because he's already got the work out there. I'm gonna go with the Admiral, David Robinson.
David Robinson. Wow, there's so much meat left on the table right now, y'all. There's so much meat left on the table. I got some surprises for y'all.
You up next. I got my, that's my five.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, his team looking not kind of nice.
Huh?
I said his team looking kind of nice.
Hey, come on now. Look here, a big man, me. Okay, I gotta get some meat on my cookie. Y'all ain't gonna sit out there. You gotta come home. We gonna make it hard for you. We're gonna make it hard for you to get outside. Make it hard for you to come inside. Magic can just sit out there and dish, and he's 6'9". What?
And we're gonna tear him up in the defensive end. So
you can't get you. I can cover him. I can cover him.
Nah, he'll be exposed. This ain't
to who?
Man, Big O would tear him up, man.
Oh, for the love of God.
You ain't hiding him. You can't hide him on the playground.
He can't. And nowhere down low, he can get. Yeah, the perimeter is covered. He threw. Clock's ticking, D.
All right, I'm up in here.
And watch, you're gonna pick somebody already taken. Watch.
I'm going with Charles Barkley because at the end of the day, we need an enforcer.
That pick was terrible. That was a terrible pick.
I'm gonna go with the logo, Jerry West.
Oh yeah, he going into the bleachers. We got somebody for him.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I'm scouting the teams around me. It seems like you guys got a lot of thought. Well, actually, I got to change the pick because I really got to scout for Hank because Hank's team got all the size. So I'm going with a big point guard and I'm getting Penny Hardaway.
Nice pick.
This is where I'm going.
You got another pick, don't you, Youngie?
I got my sixth man is the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's a great pick.
If somebody twist the ankle, the Greek Freak coming in.
My sixth man's KG.
Kevin Garnett. All right. Woo, this is where I got to think about this. Did Michael try to have a straight game point? I don't think this person has been picked.
Steph Curry
has
not been picked. I'm going to say that right now. Stephen Curry has not been picked.
What you say his name for?
I was saying his name. I had him on my list. Don't hurt yourself. Because at the end of the day, sometimes in the gym, you got to get somebody who just get buckets.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
And I got the two toughest young cats, short cats in the game, Steph and Zeke, boy. I might go small in the backcourt at some point. Let Steph space.
You might.
Olajuwon can go to work.
Yeah, you might, Rabbits. You might. Okay.
You got the final pick, right?
Yeah, and you took. I was just hoping that he would walk. Right.
I was looking right. I went back to my list. I was just about
to make sure he hadn't been said yet. Yep. Walk right into my lap. So now what I got to do is really tap my memory banks, because there's a couple of them.
There's a lot of good players out there.
There's a great, man. It's a great list. There's a lot of great players out there. But I got to go with my first mind, because I didn't expect Steph to be there, and he was one pick away. But he's gone now. So I got to go with my next pick, and I got to go with a good sixth man for this team. And it's got to be Clyde DeGlide. Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, I had Clyde on my list too. I said I need somebody who can space it. I was about to go with Clyde. I need somebody who can really space it for me.
Yep. So that's my team. So that's my six.
All right. So what's in your squad's name, Hank, is the OG Ballers.
The OG Ballers.
And my name, I was the name I always used for all my stuff. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Hammers, definitely.
And yours is the Hammers.
Oh, yeah.
And then
hammering in the Kareem all day.
Darnell, what's your name?
The Lincoln Legends.
What?
I said the Lincoln Legends. I don't know.
The Lincoln Legends. All right. So... and we're able to get some recorded over here. So let me see. What do we got? We got on Hank's squad.
Hank's squad is Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Kawhi Leonard, David Robinson, and Clyde Drexler.
Ooh, that's a nice squad. The OG Ballers.
Then the LeBron's team is, is LeBron James, Hakeem the Dream, Scottie Pippen, Isaiah Thomas, Charles Barkley, and Stephen Curry. Carl Hampton's team is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, and Kevin Garnett. And my team is Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Dr. J, Penny Hardaway, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You got a good team. You got a good team.
That's going to be a game.
Yeah, you got a good team. Woo. I like that. That's a good pick.
Now, as long as Penny
stay
right, long as Penny don't break, I put him in the first row. You know, you go, Giannis will be in there in a minute. You know, we
will. Yeah, they will be super big. If we got Giannis, KD, and Shaq.
Yeah, but that LeBron, Hakeem, Pippen, Barkley. We switching.
Hey, I got the
switching on everything.
Wait, who Barkley?
I got the steel.
That's what I need to know.
I got the steel. I got the claw. I got the admiral. I feel good about that.
Yeah, I was thinking of grabbing a Steph or a Kyrie, but
when all things go bad, we going Steph Curry. When all go bad, the gym ain't big enough to hold him.
I'll put the claw on him.
The claw better pick him up from the bathroom.
That's it. Oh, is Claw going to play? That's the thing.
You better hope he play the first three games.
My team is tight, man. I got the best point guard. I got best center. No, my team. I got KG off the bench. KG got energy off the bench.
Everybody can up on my squad.
I got the best six man, period.
Y'all might have some struggle with some lateral movement, though. Y'all have my lateral movement issues.
We gonna be running on y'all.
We talking about prime Larry Bird. Don't sleep on Larry Bird's prime. We ain't talking about Dream Team Larry Bird.
We talking about Larry Bird's prime. Okay. I got the skinny Wilt. That means he roughing it up down the floor too. Yeah, I got like three defensive players of the year on my team.
We gonna hack him too. He can't shoot free throws.
I got four defensive players. The clock can shoot three.
The scariest screen role is LeBron and Akeem. The hammers are finishing last. I'm calling it right now.
We gonna kill y'all inside. And defensively,
they can't get inside. That's the whole point. They can't get inside. Kareem and Duncan, the door is locked.
Larry Bird shooting the three. Spread it out. Big old line of point.
Look, I hate to say it.
And then the logo. I'm outside, man. We got to dunk on Will. Like he dumped on Patrick Ewing. Can't even come off the bench.
I don't know if y'all think Big O play basketball, but he not running point.
He's running point. Big O might triple double all day. Big O got the old man strength, dog. I'm not gonna slip on Big O.
Big O.
And here's what we talking about. We talking about Magic in his prime.
You can hand check to him. Big O gonna hold, put them hands on somebody and they ain't moving. Big O got that old man. He got that strong. He got that grip. He gonna hold you right there.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, ain't nobody on this team guard KD. So KD and Kobe and Shaq.
I got Pip for him. Yeah, I got Pip for him. I got Pip for him.
I'll believe it when I see
a young LeBron when I need him. A young LeBron when I need him. I got all that covered. And if that don't work, I'm bringing Barkley, put him in the first row. Something going down. It's going
to
be.
You put him in the first row. Who is Barkley guarding? That's what I need to know.
Barkley the one going to grab the ball and be like, and one. That's Barkley. You're talking about young Bark.
Who's Barkley guarding? He ain't guarding Kevin Durant.
He guarding the after game buffet. I say, well, he guarding.
Bark, we need to bark. Y'all know, we talking about pick up Barkley controlling that. And we just got to make sure you have some long shorts on. You know, Bark like to wear them short shorts. We can't do it. We got kids around out there. We got to put on them 90s shorts, Barkley. We got to get with it. But, Barkley. I like my team. It's interchangeable. And at the end of the day, Zeke will come in and do playground toughness. If we got a bad boys. Yeah, we in the playground now. No free ones. No layups. No layup rule.
So what rules are we playing? We playing 90s rule, 80 rules?
We playing old school.
We said about 90 because it was in the middle.
I'll win definitely, man. KD, we'll just whoop him, man. This skinny butt. We'll whoop him.
Y'all better tell Will, this ain't volleyball.
They say he ain't playing volleyball right now. But Alex Will is smaller than him and average 30.
And y'all might want to look at Wilt's scout. Y'all might want to look at it. A man had assists. He was a defensive player, and he could score.
But the dream is the scariest guy out there. We're gonna make the dream stay outside the paint.
That's the whole idea. He's
gonna shake in your ankle, and as soon as you twist that ankle, we'll be like, man.
Lord have mercy. Y'all might want to go look at him. Y'all said in their prime. These guys in their prime was unstoppable.
I know. Okay.
He still got youngsters coming to see him. He still got youngsters coming to see him. I don't care. He led the league in assists one year, right? He led the league, yeah.
Yeah.
But he led the league in worst free throw percentage, too.
Well, so. Then you got, okay, who was worse, him or Shaq? Ask Youngin.
I don't have Shaq.
That's going to be a terrible free throw.
That's okay. That's Will okay.
Got the record for the lowest free throw.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Actually, that's Chris what? Dudley, but well, that's another ahead. Story. But yeah,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, and one. Okay. You're not going to stop him around the paint. Okay, you're not gonna stop him around the paint.
And y'all talking about throwing people in the front row.
Around the paint. Okay, and I ain't even mentioned the glide. The glide is bad. Okay, don't sleep on him either.
Man, I didn't see him in the last dance. He disappeared during the last
you
dance.
You are going to finish last. To Michael, okay,
and Michael showed that. They try to compare him to Michael Jordan.
You are finishing last.
Compare him to Michael Jordan.
Your team finishing last.
I remember it was by that bad Gary girl. The worst Gary girl in the NBA.
Last.
Worse than Michael Cage.
Last.
Worse than Michael Cage. Remember Michael
last.
Cage?
Last.
Okay. Cage's Gary girl. Had the worst Gary girl. He should have got with Deion.
Finishing last.
Got his curl straight. His curl was whack. Girl, God, Lewis even looked at his curl like that, you know.
That don't matter.
Lewis is gonna fly. We gotta hook him up. Worst curl in the league. Yeah, nerd, compare him. He's like Michael Jordan. Michael's like, say what? We're gonna see that. What?
Ooh.
Michael lit him up from three, man. I was like, go ahead, Mike.
That's we know last the next team. We're gonna do what Zeke them did. Zeke can be like, this is how we beat him. Go right at Mike. We'll go right at him.
I love Mike. I got the X factor. I would
have made a trade for the first pick, but you know. I know we can do trades or not.
You know, we all know we got MJ, so I got to get the guy who knows MJ the best. Pip. We're going back to them practices. Pip.
Right.
Boy, we're going to be y'all. You do what you do, man. It's time. Time for you to stand up. See, I'm gonna be in his ear. I'm gonna be like, "Booty,
I can't stand him. I gotta get. I got a player on my team. I can't stand. But the one thing about him is he's got that will to win. Okay, he got that will to win.
You'll be like Coach Collins, giving the ball every time, no triangles.
I don't have to. I got a squad around him. You know, he ain't got to do it all. I got guys that can dominate the game at every level. Okay, they can dish. They can shoot the threes. Okay, I can play defense. I got defensive players. I can put length on you. Okay, what y'all going to have to do? And nobody's really got all of that. And I got speed. I got the best point guard.
Got the best mid-range shooter.
I got the playground.
Got the best long-range game. And Bird got the best.
You are finishing last.
I got the best center of both sides. I got the best
offense. You are the fast break man ain't in you. You will be last.
Kill
last.
Y'all. Yeah.
Last. Yeah. You cannot close a game out that you will finish last.
Oh, well, we don't close the game out with the logo?
Y'all don't need Ben Gay. Y'all sitting on the sidelines, mad as hell.
Prime.
Y'all gonna use all y'all timeouts in the first quarter. You finish your last.
We came out here all this way for this. You know, we only got one game.
Yeah.
Not passing that.
For this.
We came out early. Only
to
got
crush
one.
Y'all. Yeah, we'll come. We'll come in Detroit and crush y'all.
My goodness. Well, this is good. Well, we're gonna let the lounge folks vote. We're gonna let the folks in the lounge vote for this. We'll let the folks on RG Facebook page as well vote for this. We'll let the public talk about who they think got it, who they think gonna win. And we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Hey, this has been fun, y'all. We gotta do other lists like this. This has been great. Hey, Youngin, Darnell.
Nice job.
Yo, you doing
nice way job, Darnell.
Way to bring it to that.
Hammer, all love, Hammer. All love.
All love, all love. And the trophy will be mine. What do they call it? The trophy? Moore City trophy? What do we call it? That's mine.
Nah, you're going to get the
trophy for participation. We're going to call it the Moore City trophy, then we're going to call it We're gonna turn it, and I'm gonna change his name to Southside Trophy, because that's where it's at. Southside Shy Trophy. I'm gonna rename it, because I got it. I can rename it.
Woo! All right.
Look. We should be playing
Bowie Bible College. We should be playing Bowie Bible College. Not what y'all talking about. That's what we should play. Bowie Bible College. We're going to Chicago Summer League. Straight up.
Oh my goodness. All right. We gonna let my Hank take this home and drop the mic. This has been a great show, y'all.
Oh man.
Hank, take us home, man.
All right, man. I love you guys, man. It was a lot of fun. Listen, let's keep on having fun, all right? And youngin, I'm surprised at you because you didn't bring this up. But there's rumors just going around. I guess the quarantine is really starting to drive folks crazy. So they had this video of Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson's been working out. Well, what else is he going to do? There's nothing else going on. And Mike Tyson saying he feels good, he looks good, his hands is as fast. Mike Tyson's got to be close to 50 if he ain't 50, okay? And then you go back on the other side, here comes Evander Holyfield. Now, he said he working out, he feeling good right now. So now there's this talk going around about these two fighters potentially getting back in the ring again at 50-plus years old. For a promotional tour. Now, I don't know if a promotional fight. Now, I don't know about you. I thought that when Mike Tyson fought Evander Holyfield back in the day, that was one everybody wanted to see. All right? Then they fought each other again, and Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's ear, which is unfortunate because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and, you know, Holyfield can't wear a mask right now. He ain't got it. He won't stay on it. Anyway, my point being, do we really want to see this now? This is, I mean, it's like, you know, it's promo, but do you really want to see Mike Tyson now? Do you really want to see Evander Holyfield now? Reason why I say that is, listen, in our hearts, when you get old school, in your heart and in your head, you feel like you can still do it. You feel like ain't nothing. You get, once you start working out, lifting a few weights, it really starts to feel good. It feels great. It feels fabulous. I feel like I did when I was 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, let's get back in the ring. All right? And then you get back in the ring or you get back on the field. And the minute you make that one move that you don't know what happened, you feel something go. I don't want to see that with Mike Tyson. I don't want to see that with Evander Holyfield, because at my age, I can feel it. I know what it is. You know, you might have just grabbed a glass of orange juice wrong and sprained your hand and sprained your wrist. Or you want to go throw that left hook that's been working good in the gym. Now you got somebody in front of you, and then the adrenaline is gone. And next thing you know, oh, I feel a pain in my side, but then nobody hit me yet. And then what happens is, let's just get through these three rounds so we don't hurt each other. So now it becomes a ballroom dance, all right? And then nobody wants to spend no money watching Mike Tyson dance with the band that holds you. Fellas, my point being this, we loved you. We loved your career. All right, go on and stay in shape, but don't get in front of each other. Please don't go in. We don't want to see Rocky 74. Okay, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see Rocky 74, the rise of Drago. We're not trying to see that right now, okay? That's going to last 14 seconds. If then, next thing you know, we're back to watching SpongeBob again. Just keep your career. Talk about the old days. But like I said, let the old days stay old. We love you. Peace out. Till next time.
This thing right here, is for my peoples in the streets.
Yes, today.
Love
Talk
Radio.
Phoenix is another place. They got a great training staff. I mean, they were able to breathe life back into Shaq. And you can do that. I mean, people talk a lot about their training staff.
Love.
Yes, today. You know, as we start this show, this one mic.